Blog Talk Radio.
Mark right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's Saturday morning. Hey, want to say big ups to our international listeners around the world, especially Liberia and Africa. Hey, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The time now is 10:01. Hey, keep that dial tuning because we got a great show for you.
Money has changed the game. Money has changed the game. Money has changed the game. Of the world, yeah. Where's the human right? Yeah. When the people are dying in Syria,
in Syria,
how many children must die before you do something to stop this war?
Make sure you keep that dial tuning because we got a great show for you this Saturday morning. Hey, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's Saturday morning, August 9th, 2014. Hey, once said big ups to all our international listeners, especially Africa and Liberia. Hey, what's up? This is Bismarck, your host, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 929-477-4186. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family, or you can call in just to weigh in on the conversation. Hey, keep that dial tuning because we got a great show for you here, right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
da vida a una leyenda urbana. La mano peligrosa, mami.
I believe. Abiba, 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 Abiba,
Abiba, Abiba.
Pennsylvania, and you're looking for a good restaurant, check out Limading Restaurant, African restaurant in DeBetree on 6620 Woodland Avenue, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, PA 19142. The number is 215-726-0543, and they make the best acheca in town. Check out Le Mading Restaurant. Tell them Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and Bismarck is on your radio. Hey, keep that dial tuning because we got a great show for you. The number is 929-477-4186. Hey, keep that dial tuning.
I'm to make it tight, make it tight. I wanna teach you, love you, hold you. I wanna hold you, show you, be with you. You're my baby.
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 You would never know what's
across the railroad. You would never know what's across the railroad. What's across the railroad?
Is it the tax people or the class of people? Cause the kids across the railroad still ain't got no food to eat. And their dad still can't find no 9 to 5 without the snuff. All I can see is the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. You know, can't you see?
I can.
If it wasn't for the good old Lord, I don't know where we would be, you know. Cause I can see, and I can't believe, no. Fighting wars for what belongs to us all. Who made you judge and jury?
Who gave you right to the fury?
Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Come on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah. I wanna know if you're serious.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah. I wanna know if you're serious.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah. I wanna know if you're serious.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yeah. I wanna know if you're serious.
Come on.
Yes, I broke it.
It is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and the time now is 10:31, and you're listening to the program Let's Talk right here on Radio Talk 101.3. I've got this story from Liberia about the Ebola situation going on in Liberia. Ebola is a global issue. Although the Ebola outbreak in the Manor River Basin is not the issue of priority in the ongoing U.S.-Africa summit in Washington, some African leaders are raising the concern that it should not just be seen as a regional issue for a few countries, but a global humanitarian crisis that can affect any group of people. The leaders, including President Jacob Zuma of South Africa and Macky Sall of Senegal, made the observation on August 5, 2014, during the panel discussion on the Africa Business Forum that is a part of the U.S.-Africa Summit. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We're going to be talking about the Ebola situation going on in Africa. Keep that dial tone. The number is 929-477-4186.
Lo mismo en la romanca de Mari, como me diga de mi ayuda. son a mi tía.
Right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The time now is 10:39, and the number is 929-477-4186. If you're looking for a custom designed digital security system, check out Carmen Dooley Security, 267-254-2994. CCTV, burglar protection, fire alarm system, home theater design, residential and commercial. That's Carmen Dooley Security, custom design digital security system, 267-254-2994. He's one of the best in the Philadelphia and Pennsylvania area. So check a Carmen Dooley security system. Tell him Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you. Keep that dial tuned in because we got more stories about the Ebola spread in Africa. There's another story about what's going on in Ghana with the Liberian refugees. The Ghanaian authorities is demolishing the refugee camp in Ghana. The story is centered around Ebola. So keep that dial tuned in because we've got a lot to talk about. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
well, book getting crazy. She's looking at me. Hey.
I know that you love me.
Pennsylvania area, and you're looking for African, Caribbean, and American foods, retail and wholesale, check out Dwala Market on 1948 South 65th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19142. The number is 215-727-4505. That's the Dwala Market, African, Caribbean, and American food, retail and wholesale. The number is 215-727-4505, and that's 1948 South 65th Street, Philadelphia, PA 19142. Tell them Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you.
Me gotta love, me gotta giddy, giddy. Me gotta love, me gotta. gotta love me, gotta shorty, shorty. Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta make it feel. You better gonna pop on that love. Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta shorty, shorty. Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta make it feel. You better gonna pop on that love.
Remember I said, you enemies no one for make you prosper. Then go do them best for make you come so far.
They never, 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 never want to see me go before. They want for hold me down, they never want for let me
go. They want for put you for stress, pull you not the earth. Pull you not the earth, can return you to dirt.
They never, 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 never want to see me go before. They want for hold me down, they never want for let me go.
The greatest weapon life is love, yeah.
But what you love, yeah, you don't really put them on fire. They don't really, really know what they're supposed to do. So don't be trying to figure you. Then no, there was another doing another hurt you.
Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta shorty shorty. Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta make it feel. You better gonna swap on this love. Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta shorty shorty. Me gotta love me, gotta love me, gotta make it feel. You better gonna swap on this love.
Right here on Radio Talk 101.3. I'm going to read you some headline news from Africa. Nigeria declares Ebola emergency. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan declares the outbreak of Ebola a national emergency and approves funds to help contain the deadly virus. Egypt bans Muslim Brotherhood Party. According, Egypt dissolves the Freedom and Justice Party, FJP, the political wing of the banned Muslim brotherhood. Facts twisted in Pistorius' trial. Oscar Pistorius' lawyers say facts have been twisted by the prosecution at his murder trial, which will ensue a verdict on 11th September. UN camp in South Sudan, horrific. At least 40,000 people who fled fighting in South Sudan are living in horrific conditions because of flooding at the UN camp, medical charity MSF says. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Keep that dial tuned because we've got a great show for you.
Take on me at once.
If you're in the Philadelphia area and you're looking for the best attire in town, check out the Four Season Cafe on 6643 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia. The number is 267-334-1724. They make the best attire in town, and it's a nice eatery. The Four Season Cafe. Check them out on Woodland Avenue, 6643 Woodland Avenue, 267-334-1724. Tell them Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you. Situation in Liberia, West Africa, and in Ghana right now with the Liberian refugees. Listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We've got another story from Liberia. Ebola attacks Kakata, 4 die, 11 infected. As of late yesterday afternoon, a registered nurse and 3 other clinical staff have died at a CH Rainy Hospital in Kakata Magibi, and 11 others working at the facility are said to be showing symptoms of the Ebola disease virus. The hospital's medical doctor has disclosed. The Ebola is on the rise in Africa, and it's a serious situation. Now we have a situation in Ghana where the Ghanaian government is demolishing the refugee camp in Ghana. It's said that the dispute is over the land, the ownership of the land, but we've also gotten to understand that it's related to the Ebola virus also. It's sad to see another African country trying to get rid of its neighbors, you know, Liberians, because of that. I mean, it didn't start in Liberia. Nobody asked for Ebola. We all should be working together to try to contain this virus so that it doesn't spread to the continent, nor does it spread internationally. The number is 929-477-4186. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family, or you can call in to weigh in on the conversation. Here's headlines from around the world. Ukraine closes in on Donetsk rebels. Reports suggest Ukrainian government forces are poised to surround pro-Russian separatist rebels in Donetsk region as fierce fighting continues. More Gaza deaths as violence resumes. 5 people are reportedly killed in Israel strikes on Gaza amid continuing Palestinian rocket fire, while tensions also flare up in the West Bank. Egypt bans Muslim Brotherhood Party. Deadly violence in Pakistan protests. Reagan aid. Brady deaths. Homicide. Nigeria declares Ebola emergency. Health warning on laughing gas. Final rallies for Turkey election. Could Iraq become Obama's war? You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Cremation of Ebola victims, commerce in Marshall. Amidst the social rancor and mixed feelings unfolding in Liberia as a result of the burial of Ebola-infected bodies in or near communities, nerve-wracked residents of Boys Town Junction in Magibi County have confirmed that there have been at least 2 nightly cremations so far of dead bodies believed to be the remains of victims of the deadly Ebola virus. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Keep that dial tuned in. You're listening to the After Party right now. We got a lot of serious issues going on around the world right now. They're fighting in Ukraine, the war between Israel and Hamas in Palestine. You know, Israel is a terrorist organization who has vowed to eradicate Israel from the face of the earth. And Israel is only defending herself and her people. The United Nations is intervening, but we all know the United Nations, how slow and weak they are. The number is 929-477-4186. You can call in to holler at your boy. You can call in to weigh in on the conversation. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to the program, The After Party. Let's listen to this song, Trip, by my girl, Madi, right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
I left my home so long ago to travel through distant lands, to see all the things that I could see, to come back home and lend a hand. Oh, lo and behold, human nature just landed her blow. That I must sing throughout the rest of my days.
We want to extend happy birthday greetings to Air C. Osas and Sharisha, Candy, Ryan, Johnson, Breva. Happy birthday from Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program, The After Party. That was the song Trip by my girl, Nimadi. Here's another story. To avoid Ebola virus being exported, MRU imposes cross-border isolation zone as the Ebola virus continues to wreak havoc in three of the four member states of the Mana River Union, MRU. Leaders of the sub-regional organization have committed themselves to taking stringent measures aimed at eradicating the deadly disease that has already claimed the lives of over 700 persons. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And I hope the Ghanaian government is listening right now. The situation going on in the refugee camp in Ghana concerning Liberian refugees needs to be addressed by the Ghanaian government and the Liberian embassy in Ghana. Those are Liberian citizens, and they shouldn't be left alone. It's a terrible situation, but it's a situation that needs emergency redress from the Liberian government. From President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, those are your citizens. Don't leave them stranded in Ghana. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 929-477-4186. We were supposed to talk to a gentleman from Ghana concerning the situation in Ghana, Augustine Saki, but we haven't heard from him yet. But keep that dial, Tony. He could be calling in any time before the show is over. The time now is 11:23, and we're into the after party. It's Bismarck right here on your radio. Hit.
I feel like Michael Jackson, 'cause she fit me like a glove. We step up in a party, I see the paparazzi, get that check bullet. See, I try to mind my business, but my swagger likes to talk. I'm higher than the ego, I meet up with my people. Tonight we're about to fall. But that body looking serious.
Yeah. coming next door. You see, I'm playing the game and I'm playing, no wasting no time. You've been running all on me and I've been losing my mind. So Jack, show me how you act, though. Show me how you act, though. Tell me why they back, though. Tell me why they back, though.
This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to the program, The After Party, right here on the program, Let's Talk. The number is 929-477-4186. The time now is 11:28. If you're in the Philadelphia area, Pennsylvania, and you're looking for a one-stop West African market, check out the Liberia Waterside Market on 6634 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19142. The number is 267-244-4900. And that's the one-stop West African market, wholesale and resale, Liberia Waterside Market. Number is 267-244-4900. It's on 6634 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, PA 19142. Tell them Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3 sent you. Let's get back into the after party. And the number is 929-477-4186.
Come on.
Valley.
We are Molly.
But you're a
come on. Girl, you look so sexy. I'm with some girls and I'm so sexy.
We're the
girls that you look so sexy. She don't say I want you because you're too sexy. Hey, girl, you look so sexy. I'm with some girls and I'm too sexy. Whoa, yes, you look so sexy. You don't say I want you because I'm too sexy. From a dispensary, put them walk. You make money, collect. You make money, what else? Your face look right, your body look tight. A true African beauty, baby, you're not cutie. I swear you're not sweetie. Oh yeah, baby, I swear the lies. I'm feeling your love. One for Gary Chu, one for blood with you. Right now, all the time, every day. Baby girl, you got me, you got me, you got me. You'll be our friends, cause I got many friends. You wanna number two, you wanna jingling, tingling. We gon' have fun, more flexing, more bumping, more action. Show some loving, give some loving, show some love.
Yeah, girl,
you look so sexy. I'm with that girl, and I'm so sexy.
We're the girls that just
so sexy, she don't say I want you cause you're too sexy.
Hey, girl,
you look so sexy. I'm with the girls, and I'm so sexy.
Whoa.
girls in my life.
That's right.
In my time, I'm picking girls. I'm number one.
No better word.
Describe, yeah. Black skin, thick ass, baby, that's how I like. Body shape, size, cocoa battle. Money looks like Beyonce pussy. Pussy, bam, booty, bam, booty, bam, bam.
Come on,
show me love. Give me love. Show me love. All my fellas. Your lady, stay the one, be the best. No girls like them, no one like them. Let them know, let them feel special. Like an African queen, like an African princess.
Hey,
girl, you're so sexy.
Come up with them girls,
sit down too sexy.
See the girls that
you're so sexy. You know, say, I want you, cause you're too sexy.
Hey,
girl. So sexy,
up with them girls,
sit down too sexy.
Whoa,
yes, you look so sexy. You know, see, I want
high,
sit
baby.
Down too sexy.
Sexy,
pretty, cute, and thing. I like the way you smile and talk. Even the way you dress, oh, cause you got me so beautiful. So I'm on it, and I hope that you feel the same way. Cause I'm on it and I hope for your lady, she's a fan.
Black
skin, thick ass, colors of light.
Right.
It fits my face, that's how we like.
How we like
you all night. That's how we do it.
Come on,
then, come on, come on.
Things
right when I look at you. Things right when I look at her. Things right when I look at them.
I'm just thinking
for my African lady.
Yeah,
you look so sexy.
I'm with them girls,
sit down too sexy.
See the girls that
you look so sexy. You know, say, I want you, cause you're too sexy.
Yeah. Hey,
girl, you look so sexy.
I'm with them girls,
sit down too sexy.
Whoa,
yes, you look so sexy. You know, say, I want you, cause
I'm
too sexy. I'm with them girls,
sit
down too sexy. I'm so pretty, oh, I'm so dressed.
Yeah, this is Radio Talk 101.3. That was so sexy right there.
Yeah. Welcome to Western Love City, baby. Now, let's roll it.
I know her.
I know my baby girl.
I know her.
And she loves me.
I know her. She loves me. Anything she wants, I do for her. I know her. She loves me. Oh, girl. Oh, girl. I know her. She loves me. Anything she wants, I do for her. I know her, she loves me. Oh girl, oh girl. I met her in the club, she's so stressed up. She only looks so sad. Even though she's dressed up, she was messed up. She was so mad. I went straight to her and talked to her. Girl, what did you need? And can I be your friend? Started smiling, boy, you're so charming. That's why I love you. I appreciate your texture and I love your posture. And that's why
you're mine.
Beauty lights in the eyes of the beholder, with the smiles and the looks of surrender. Baby, put a cross on my shoulder. Let me carry all day like a soldier. Love in my heart, move to my brains, flow to my veins, and I got no pain. T-Pain, please give me some auto-tune. Let me sing for the girl like I got tune. I know her.
Yeah, I got it.
I know her.
I know her. She loves me. Anything she wants, I do for her. I know her. She loves me.
At the club house, so fresh like a paint on a new house. Shawty, what's your number? I said 911, that's what the girl said. 419, let me have a best share. of the love and the time, like a fresh air blow from the east, move to the south, east to the west, got it all that I want. Shorty, what's your number? Wanna be best friends and a lover. Maybe gonna go further as the father of a son and a daughter. Kiss me, baby, let me have more. Let me have more kiss that you can't stop. Kiss me, baby, let me have more. Let me have more kiss that you can't stop.
Right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We just got some information from Augustine Saki from Ghana, reporting on the issue, the situation going on in Ghana. He said the ongoing forceful demolition of Liberians, refugees residing in the Bujumbura camped by the Ghanaian government, residents looking on helplessly as they watch their homes being destroyed. This is over some form of land ownership. Early this morning, the three yellow machines, which came here some part of the evening of yesterday, carried on the demolition exercises. He did send me pictures about what's going on over there, and it's sad. I don't know if Liberia has a consulate there, must have an embassy there. So it's very much imperative that the Liberian government gets involved in the situation in Ghana right away, because we have a lot of Liberians there who will be displaced and on the run again. So the Liberian government, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and members of the Liberian government needs to step up for the citizens in Liberia. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's a dangerous world out there. There's rumors of war. There's wars everywhere. Not everywhere, but nearly in the continent of Africa, Europe, Asia. The situation in Israel with Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Situation with Ukraine and Russia and the Russian separatists in Ukraine. It's a dangerous world. And then with the Ebola virus on the rise in Africa and now trying to spread to the rest of the countries around the world. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's a dangerous world.
Dangerous world. sisters. Look there, down in Africa, down in Egypt. Hey, first into nature, spreading around the world like wildfire, like a plague. Oh, what's going on? It's a roll call. It's a call to the world, to the leaders of the world. You can't be holding on like that, like it's your own. Nah, we gotta change the system, we gotta change the world. Hey, I'm talking about the new generation. I can feel it in the air.
Ooh,
come on,
come on.
Are we living in a dangerous world?
America's changing the colors from red, white, and blue to red, white, blue, gold, green. The colors of the rainbow, if you know what I mean. Yeah, and where's the United Nations in all this situation? Who's gonna stop the slaughter of the Libyan people? You know what I'm saying? And where are the leaders of Africa? You know they can't even solve the problem in Ivory Coast. How they gonna even solve the problem in Libya? It's a serious situation.
I can hear the crowd of the world.
What we gonna do?
Are we living in a dangerous world?
Some say I'm political, some say I'm controversial. What do you say? You know the truth and I know the truth. What we gonna do about the truth? Hey, yeah, Obama in a timeout? I don't know, sounds like a clown out. It makes me wonder if G. the Bush was around, what would be going on with the crisis around the world right now? Yeah, I know he put Charles Taylor in a lockup. Now there ain't no way he's gonna clock out. Yeah, I want to say to our Christian and Muslim brothers around the world, just love one another, make a better place for our children for tomorrow. Yeah, you know.
Are we living in a dangerous world?
Cause I want a bad gal. Come here bad gal, gal, can you angle it? Come here bad gal, gal, can you take it? Come here bad gal, gal, can you angle it? Cause what I got in stock, you just bought me to fake it. Tonight you could call me your captain. Tonight I'ma go on like your boss. Tonight I'ma show you our rude boy. We'll make it last. Tonight I just wanna see you matching. Not talking clothes, talking thongs and the bra. You think, but I'm going in. Listen babe, what you want, yeah I got. Give it to you enough, I won't stop. What you want, yeah I got. Don't know, oh. Come here bad girl, yeah, can you angle it? Come here bad gal, gal, can you take it? Come here bad gal, gal, can you angle it? Cause what I got in stock, you just want me to fake it. Tonight I'ma deal with you proper. Make you feel like you're running out of breath. I go, but I never go, but just I go. Could it be nothing less? It's so mad how I have your body shaking. I understand if you work up a sweat. You're twice, but I don't care. Listen, babe, what you want, yeah, I've got. Give it to you proper, won't stop. What you want, yeah, I've got. Don't know, oh. Call me bad girl, yeah, can you handle it? Call me bad girl, yeah, can you test? Take it. Call me bad girl, yeah, can you angle it? Cause what I've got in store, you just want me to fake it. I like the way you bite my ears. Have my body all shifting like some kid. I can't help the feeling, baby, come here to me. And I don't know how you had it done before, but Chooks is about to give you more.
I'm going in.
If you can't take it, then this I will throw it in now. Now. It's the realest thing, babe. I said it's the realest thing. Call me bad girl, yeah, can you handle it? Call me bad girl, yeah, can you test? Take it. Call me bad girl, yeah, can you handle it? Cause what I've got in store, you just want me to fake it.
From Ghana on the phone right now, trying to give us some information about the situation in Ghana with the Liberian refugees. Mr. Saki is also a Liberian designer. Welcome to the program, Mr. Saki.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bismarck.
Can you please quickly give us a brief knowledge on what's going on in Ghana with the Liberian refugees?
Yes, sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. The incident happened early this morning, just around 5-6 in the morning, when people were just getting up from sleep, and then three yellow machines, the caterpillar machine, came around and started to demolish a certain demarcation area within the camp, which is believed to be a land for the clinic. It's in the Catholic clinic, which is on the camp here, that provides health services to the residents here. And then the door police started beating people not to enter their house, to taking off their belongings or anything of that sort. And people were there and scattered around. People were crying, their property are being destroyed, and nothing was being done about it. But prior to that, there came with a notice saying that people should leave the area between August 7, 8, and 9, between that period. But then again, they told people to leave the area with no means of accommodation. They didn't compensate them, neither did they find another place that they will move. The only thing they told people to leave. And most of these people have been here for the past years, since the 1990s. None of them have places that they can go. And they came and told them to leave. People have been going to them to try to plead with them so that they can find accommodation for them, or they can compensate them so that they can be able to find places around that they can be able to rent those places. But all fell to death here. And early this morning, they came here to demolish the place. Even as I speak now, they left a certain demarcation area too, because like you said, it was a area between 100 by 100 meters that they were going to demolish in the first place. Then later on, they will come and demolish the rest of the place.
So, Mr. Saki, you said that the property is owned by the Catholic Church, right?
Yeah.
And is
we don't know how true that is, but that's how we were told. And people went to meet with the Catholic organization, and also the villagers too, who claim to have owned the land. Because by then, when they first came up with this, and the both parties were there fighting on who owns the land and those sorts. So we didn't know who really were operating things here, because UNHCR didn't come to us to inform on anything. They don't even care what is happening.
And let me ask you, Mr. Saki, has the Liberian embassy or consulate intervened in the situation concerning the Liberians?
No, not about this time now. I've never had any response from the Liberian embassy on the issue yet. And people have been making calls to them so that they can come in.
So the
rescue of the people, but they haven't done anything about that.
Have you people heard any word from Liberia, from the Liberian government, the president of Liberia, concerning the situation with the Liberian refugees in Ghana?
No, not really, because the only thing that have been going on recently was the distribution of passports, Liberian passports, to those who opted for local immigration in Ghana here. So there have been a process going on where they were taking passports and then national and health insurance. Also, and they were giving resident permits But that wasn't happening yet, and yet we have come up with demolishing people's houses here and then destroying properties. So people were waiting so that when the process is over, then they can now inform us as to what to do. But nothing of the sort. We haven't heard from them. If they are on the matter, we have made countless calls to them, but they have never been on the come here to intervene on the matter.
Wow. So as of now, knowing the situation with the demolition of the camp and the Liberians in limbo, what's going to happen? Where are you people going to reside or sleep for the night? Or where are you people going to find food to eat and all of that?
Yeah, that's the main issue on here now, on ground. Most people have their belongings and stuff all in the open. Some by people's houses, some in front of shops. And people are trying to think as to where they can go from here, because as far as we are concerned, we have nowhere else.
But let me ask you, Mr. Saki, do you think this abrupt demolition of the Liberian refugee camp has anything to do with the Ebola crisis right now?
No, that has nothing to do with it. Though, at some point in time, some of our Ghanaian friends and other people too were then staying away from us due to this, because they said that people were coming from Liberia and they were afraid that maybe they might bring the virus. So that was some of the
but then let me ask you.
The Ebola virus, but it was not because of the Ebola virus that they demolished the place, no.
But let me ask you again, Mr. Saki, why is it this demolition, why is it this demolition wasn't done before the Ebola virus started affecting people? Why wasn't it done before then? Why did they use this time now, knowing there's a rise on the Ebola virus in the region, to demolish the houses and have the Liberians leave? This Bismarck, we had Mr. Augustine Saki reporting from Ghana concerning the situation in Ghana with the Liberian refugees in the Liberian refugee camp. The Ghanaian government have been removing the Liberians from the refugee camp in Ghana and demolishing their houses, going as far as beating them and not allowing them to retrieve their properties from the houses. They have no knowledge of where they are going to go, no knowledge of how they are going to eat, and the Liberian government, as of now, haven't even responded to the situation concerning her citizens. The United Nations have not even been there to address the situation, to see the condition of the Liberians. And the Liberians are now in limbo and don't know where they are going to go and don't know what's going to happen to them. It's a shame that the United Nations is there and doing nothing concerning the Liberians. And also it's a shame to the Liberian government and to the presidency of Liberia, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, knowing the conditions of Liberians in Ghana. This Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's time to get out of here. We had a great show. Make sure you tune in same time, same station. Hey, we love you out there. Have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you, and we love you from here at Radio Talk 101.3. We're going to continue the story concerning Liberia and the Ebola virus in Africa and concerning the situation in Ghana, with the Liberian refugees being told to leave and camp is being demolished. This Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We love you. Have a blessed day and peace out there.
Yeah.